This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1544. Who are the nomads of American culture? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. A nomad is a person who travels from place to place without a home. However, they may be rich or poor in the U.S. Find out which Americans are nomads and the movie you need to watch this week. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. I am very excited to be on All Ears English. Thank you.
Happy to have you here, Jessica. You hang out over on IELTS Energy a lot of the time with Aubrey, right? And you guys are talking about IELTS. So I want to invite our listeners, first of all, to go over there and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast if you are taking IELTS anytime in the next few, basically the next few years, right? Right, Jessica?
Totally. Yeah. I mean, we just hit episode 1,000, guys. Yeah. And we have thousands more episodes in us. And you know what? I mean, we're awesome even if you're not studying IELTS. It is vocab, pronunciation, speaking, listening skills, all this stuff that, you know, you need all the time anyway, not just on the test.
So cool. So cool. So guys, go over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy podcast to get more of that over there. But today we're going into a really interesting topic. You know, Jessica, over the weekend, I saw a movie called Nomadland. Yes. It's a story of this woman, Fern, who traveled the country in a van. She had to leave her hometown because her town was literally discontinued. Her zip code.
That's crazy. How is that even possible? Can you explain to our listeners? Because I don't know if this happens in other countries.
I don't know if it does either. That's a really good question. But to be honest, I mean, the recession of 2008 just decimated so many towns and so many people. I feel like anything would have been possible at that time, right? This came out of the recession. So, you know, it was a sheetrock mill where her husband worked in a town called Empire, Nevada. Nevada, not Nevada, Nevada.
Exactly, guys. I am from Nevada.
Okay.
Exactly. And people say Nevada all the time.
We do. On the East Coast, we do. Right. But I know better now that I live in the West. So here we go. So she ended up, she was working at an Amazon factory right in that town. And then that job ended. And then she just hit the road with her van. Her husband unfortunately passed away. And so she hit the road. But it's really the story of, you know, what happens when you live in the U.S. and you are getting older, you're in your 60s, you don't necessarily have steady work, and you realize that there really isn't much of a safety net for you from the government.
Exactly. Oh,
there's a whole movement of older people traveling the country in vans, and we call them nomads, right?
Right. Yeah. It's funny that you just watched that movie because I just listened to a podcast about that movie.
Yes.
And I haven't seen it yet, but I got some sort of behind the scenes details. And something interesting about this, guys, is there are quite a few actors in the movie who are not actors. These are real people that really live this life. Mm-hmm. And like Lindsay said, it's based on a true story. And the actor that stars in it, Frances McDormand, she is amazing. And I mean, completely loses herself in this role. You would never believe she wasn't Fern, right? Like, it's supposed to be amazing.
It's so good. She's been in a couple of great movies. Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri is one of them.
I have mixed feelings about that. But yes. I do love the movie Fargo. That's one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, she tends to play these like these roles where she's a strong, tough woman, maybe like a hard exterior, but a lot going on mentally, like a lot going on in the heart. And that really is, you know, how this movie portrays. You can see, you can almost experience the entire movie through her face, her facial expressions. It shows us that she's a great actor. And just, I don't know, the ups and downs of life. It really shows a contrast between the beauty of being on the road, the intense connections you can make in friendships, but also the hardship and the sadness. Like, it's kind of a sad movie in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the premise sounds like it.
Yeah.
I mean, because this story would not be possible in a world, in a nation that took care of its older people. I mean, that's what it comes down to.
It really is.
We have Social Security. Everyone who is working pays into Social Security, but that is not a guaranteed survival income after you quit working.
Oh,
right. Because it's all based on like a percentage of what you made during your 30 years of employment or whatever. And then once you retire or stop working, a lot of older Americans cannot sustain themselves, cannot survive on just Social Security. So they have to work. There's no choice.
Exactly. And, you know, people are talking about the possibility that Social Security won't even be around. I mean, we're paying into it every week with our paychecks here, right?
Right.
But that it will not be there for us when we get older, just because the baby boom generation is so huge. Right. Yeah, but maybe our generation's pretty big, but the generations in front of us that will then be paying into it for us when we get to be that age, how big are they going to be? Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Because family sizes just keep getting smaller. So every generation gets smaller. There's no post-war excitement boom of baby making. That doesn't happen anymore.
Exactly. But this idea of a nomad, right? I mean, and coming back to the van, right? I think the van is the thing that the nomads have in common, because in my mind, there are kind of two groups of nomads in the U.S., right? There's this older generation where they take to the road because maybe they can't afford a mortgage. There's no support for them. They don't have a job anymore. Maybe they lost their job in 2008. And then there's a whole nother group, right? Hashtag van life, Jessica. Who are they?
Oh my gosh. So I wouldn't even know about this, Lindsay, if it weren't for you. But I definitely I know the people that would do this for sure. Like I've come across them, right?
There's a whole other world.
Yeah, the hashtag van life. The younger people that they have a trust fund or just lots of money for some reason and maybe don't have to work or can work remotely and can spend thousands on a fancy Airstream trailer you know, go wherever and eat in fancy restaurants if they want to. Like,
exactly.
The hashtag van life, money's not a problem. Like, they're traveling because they have lots of money, not because they don't have any money.
Oh, yeah. And they usually do have Instagram channels or some way of documenting. Sure. They usually work online, maybe blogging or something like that, or maybe a steady, you know, 9-to-5 job, but they just work from the road. I mean, there's, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting. You see a lot of photos of these people. But I wonder, though, Jessica, after the pandemic, because I know that places that make custom vans really blew up. Those businesses really blew up when the pandemic hit. So I wonder if this group of, you know, van people will actually expand significantly into even families. I don't know. Maybe families, people with one child after the pandemic, just because things have changed. Yeah.
That's completely possible. In fact, I saw a preview for a documentary about a family that did that.
Yeah.
It was, parents that decided to homeschool their kids, and they did. They just got an RV and they traveled around the country for a year.
Which is
that's a very interesting thing to do that now does seem like an option to a lot of parents. But it's not just like young people and possibly families. It's also the retired people who do have great retirement investment funds and Social Security and all this money. You know what? Even my older brother, he's still working, but he and his wife did just get this amazingly like decked out Airstream trailer. It is mind-boggling. Yeah. Inside is nicer than most people's houses.
Yeah.
Like, it's so beautiful. So that's like, yeah, that's the other side of that's like the other nomad. Side. But let's go back to this word nomad, yeah. right? Because before this movie, I would say I wouldn't have had that idea of what it meant, right? I would have a romantic notion of it, like a free spirit who just moves from place to place and,
right.
you know, like sort of a hippie yeah. vibe.
Yeah.
So this title of this movie puts a different spin on it.
Right, right. It puts it into more of like a more serious lifestyle and kind of as more of a resort rather than like a last resort in some ways for some right. people rather than like something you aspire to or you just totally. Do in your 20s because you're bored.
And another note I want to make about this movie that I think is really interesting is from the podcast I listened to yeah. about it, the director could have taken it in a completely different direction as far as blaming the Amazon yeah. place that she was employed at or blaming, right? Like
right.
the safety net, the all this stuff that maybe we would be at fault. But instead it chose to include a lot more of the beauty of it. Like, yes. yeah, this is a terrible situation. We can see that. But the descriptions that some of the actors have of the beautiful moments they have in nature, because they played mm-hmm. some clips, like, mm-hmm. just, yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, and I think it kind of dwells in the area of, I agree with that. I think it doesn't pigeonhole itself in its views as a movie, right? It doesn't
right.
necessarily speak to a cause, which is refreshing in a way, because it felt mm-hmm. very much like reality. Like I was yeah. saying before, there's not really, I mean, there is a story in a sense. There's a basic story, but there's not a huge drama where it's climbing up to a, you know, a climax and then something happens and then it all concludes right. in a nice, neat bow, right? It comes around well, in a circle, but a lot of the movie yeah. is spent dwelling kind of in her eyes, like how she sees the world, whether it's the beauty in what she sees. And by the way, the Western U.S. is gorgeous and we all yeah. should see it, right? We should see the Western U.S. It is, you know, if you have to travel around somewhere, that's a great place to do it.
Oh my gosh.
For your whole yeah, life, I because mean, it is so beautiful.
From the woman that took the 12,000 yeah. mile journey back and forth across America.
Amazing.
So Lindsay yeah. has seen all of the yes. views and mm-hmm. she says the West Coast is the best. So.
I say it's the best. And still have some of our students in the Connected Communicator, right? They've taken totally. That journey with me. But anyways, yeah, so it's kind of cool in that sense, this movie, guys, that it doesn't pigeonhole itself. It doesn't have to have a cause. It's more of an observation.
And you know, that's the point. I mean, that's the reason why we want to talk to you guys about this is something that Lindsay and I and all of us love to do on this show. It's not just about, you know, individual English skills and yeah. words and rules. It's also about the culture and the country that maybe you're curious about. Maybe mm-hmm. you want to experience one day. Yeah. And these are things that even a lot of Americans don't see. These mm-hmm. are parts of the population that society doesn't know about, doesn't yeah. see, doesn't acknowledge as a person, right? Like,
yeah, it's true.
Because like the other group of people that, of course, do this are migrant workers. And those mm. would be the people that mostly agriculture, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly a lot of people from Mexico
yeah.
that come over and travel from farm to farm and very tough life, no guarantees, yeah. lots of risk. Everything is just for their family, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the other sort of group that I would say yeah. are ignored by a lot of people who have a quote unquote stable life. Mm-hmm. This other whole segment of the population
yeah.
doesn't even seem to be a part of our society.
Oh my gosh, it's true. Yeah, there's different groups in society that kind of take to the road in different ways. But I think that yes. we also have in our culture, in American culture, a history of romanticizing the road. I mean, Jack Kerouac, right? He was the king of the genre, right? He wrote On the Road. Right?
Exactly.
And we have this, I don't know, and I would be really curious to hear from our listeners on this episode. Do you guys have this in your culture, a romanticization of the road in your literature mm-hmm. or in your history? Because we definitely do. There's something about, especially, it's also interesting that it's driving west. Usually the romantic yes. notions come from someone going from the East Coast to the West Coast, like from New York, right? Because you're exactly. moving out into the more open territory and you can see the wider spaces as opposed to going the other direction. from California exactly. to the East Coast. Really interesting.
Right. I mean, just if you look at the culture surrounding On the Road, what environment was it written in? Mm-hmm. It was this very romantic notion of people who were fed up with normal society. They didn't feel they were people who would be accepted by yeah. normal society in a lot of ways. A lot of artists as well, mm-hmm. part of this group, right? But they made the choice to become hobos, to become mm-hmm. people without a home that would ride the rails, as they would say, right? Yeah, like just jump on a train yep. for free, illegally, sure. and just go wherever the train went. And yeah, in the books, it does sound amazing, and it still does inspire young people to hit the road.
And some people still do that too. Some people still, totally. I met someone in Flint, Michigan who did that. She jumped trains really? And would go out. No, well, yeah. 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 People actually still do that.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, there are so many different types of people or motivations for becoming a nomad, whether it's forced on you or it's voluntary. Yeah. I think all of these groups are worth thinking about and knowing about, right? Because yes. they all have different things to teach us, oh right? Like the group in this movie, these nomads, we can learn to, no matter the circumstances, what is the beautiful thing around you that you can look at that day? Like, what yeah. can you appreciate in nature right now?
For sure. For sure. I love it. I mean, so first of all, guys, we want to recommend the movie. You know, I found it on Hulu. If you can find it in your country, definitely watch it. I mean, you're going to see the beauty of the West. It's a good movie. There's not a ton of dialogue in it, which is kind of nice and refreshing. So, it's easy to keep up with and to take it in, right? You can just take awesome. This movie in and really enjoy it. So go yeah. find the movie Nomadland and let us know. Come back to the blog. This is episode 1544, right, Jessica? Mm-hmm. And let us know in your culture, do you guys have a tradition of kind of nomading, and how does it manifest? Yeah. Is it by car, hitchhiking? What is it, by train? How does it look?
I love that. Yeah. I would love that so much, guys. If you could just tell us two different groups, right? Two yeah. groups that would be nomads, exactly. right? Because the different groups we've described today are so completely different from one another. Totally. And yet they're all following the same journey, in exactly. essence, at least the same physical path, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would love to see how is this represented where you live, guys?
Oh, I love it. So good. So good. I'm so glad we got to talk about this. It's such a cool topic. And I don't know, just a great movie. It just gives you a respect for different people living different kinds of lives and the way they yes. live and the way they make it work, and everyone's own, they have their own journey. Everyone has their own journey in life. So guys,
totally.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for hanging out today, Jessica. This has been great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very fun. And I love being over here on All Ears English.
So
this
good.
Was fun.
We go deep over here. We go deep. And guys, I want to remind you to go and check out the IELTS Energy podcast to get Jessica over there 3 days a week along with Aubrey. Yes. So good. So good.
It's amazing. All right. I'll see you over there, guys.
All right.
All right, Lindsay.
Have
okay.
a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.